No, the grits are more refined now, and they're whiter than the hominy was. The hominy was inclined to be yellow.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we did eat hominy, too.
Mm-hmm. So that's something you ate for breakfast?
Yeah, ate it for breakfast with gravy on it.
Mm-hmm.
And with eggs, scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Or fried eggs with ham gravy on it.
Okay. Now, what about something where you'd take the kernels, you know, of the corn and get the outside parts off and...
Well, we call that, now you listen to that, the two names for it, and we used to do that too, but it's been a long time. We soaked it in potash, put potash in lye, and overnight, and we'd take the hull off. It was big hominy, and sometimes called lye hominy, because we use lye.
Mm-hmm.
Lye and potash is the same thing. Lye to get it off. But mm-hmm. When you use lye on it, you had to rinse it and rinse it, you see. Because lye is powerful. Mm-hmm. You also use lye in making homemade soap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what hurts your hands so bad. But, oh, Lord, we cut grease. But, yeah, that was never my favorite, but we use that.
Mm-hmm.
The big hominy. And, of course, we always had cornbread. And then my mother would make muffins, too. You'd mix a little yellow cornmeal in with a little flour in with it. And put eggs in the muffin.
Mm-hmm.
And a little buttermilk, too. There's all kinds of muffins that you could make. And let me think, what is this other? I haven't thought of this in a long time. Cornmeal muffins. And then we sometimes would take the roasting ear corn and put it in with a little flour and cook it. And it was so good.
Hmm.
Called them corn fritters, that's right.
Hmm.
Corn fritters, and cook them in ham gravy. So good. Pasteboard cooked in ham gravy is good. And then we've got some griddles here now, just a kind of a flat frying pan, and mm-hmm. we make a hoe cake.
Out of cornmeal.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. also made hoe cake out of flour, too.
Okay.
Make a hoe cake out of flour. Mm-hmm. Just take the dough and just mash it over the pan, and mm-hmm. and it would fry. It would do real crisp, and you turn it over. And some people could just throw it up and catch it in the pan. turn it over. Instead of having to take a plate and put on that and turn it over, they just flip it over. Mm-hmm. My father could do
mm-hmm.
it. And then we use cracklings, put the cracklings in with it, made crackling. Pones. I can make that pone bread too. And I put a little buttermilk in it and put it in the oven and it would be real crispy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's a bigger.
Yeah, bigger thing.
Like a loaf, sort of.
A pone,
uh-huh.
and it would be crispy on the outside.
Uh-huh.
So good. And those cracklings would be in there.
Okay.
Crackling bread.
How about something made with cornmeal that you would sort of boil? It would be a...
Well, I never did eat any of that. They said that they used it in olden days. The slaves ate it. They made mush.
Mm-hmm.
And old people that had no teeth could have to eat mush. Mush.
What about other kinds of breads made out of flour?
Well, yeah, we had biscuit of different kinds. Now, there's some people, now you listed this, they did this out in the Midwest too. They would sometimes take biscuit and have, you started off with yeast. And it was kind of sour.